Toronto, Canada's main stock index was down more than 200 points as the price of oil fell and losses in energy, financial and base metal stocks helped lead the way lower, while U.S. markets were mixed. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was down 228.25 points at 19,739.70. In New York, where markets had been closed Monday for Memorial Day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 50.56 points at 33,042.78. The S&P 500 Index was up 0.07 points at 4,205.52, while the NASDAQ Composite was up 41.74 points at 13,017.43. It's really just a continuation of the trends that we've seen in recent weeks, said Stephen Deutsch, Vice President and Portfolio Manager for AGF Investments Inc. Investors are continuing to gravitate toward big tech names, especially those involved in artificial intelligence, said Deutsch. It's just like a race to see how big and how narrow the top of the market can be. Chipmaker Nvidia Corp. joined other giants like Alphabet, Apple and Microsoft in reaching a $1 trillion valuation, after its earnings last week exceeded expectations, sending its share price soaring. Shares in the company were up almost 3% Tuesday. Meanwhile, U.S. officials reached a deal on the debt ceiling over the weekend, ending a period of uncertainty that had been hanging on markets as the deadline neared, though the deal still needs to be passed. While there's some incremental optimism over the debt ceiling deal that likely is leading to a rally in bonds, Deutsch said he had expected more positivity on the markets Tuesday following news that a deal had been reached. In Canada, the TSX saw a broad decline led by energy stocks as the price of oil dropped below $70. The TSX has been a significant laggard in recent weeks and months, Deutsch said. All eyes will be on OPEC Plus this weekend, said Deutsch, as the group is set to meet June 4 and speculation is swirling about potential production cuts. Investors are awaiting payroll data in the U.S. Friday, said Deutsch, as uncertainty continues to hang on the market ahead of the Federal Reserve's next interest rate decision. And a new report in the U.S. saw consumer confidence tick downward in May, but beat expectations, leaving the market with a messy batch of data, said Deutsch. I wouldn't say that was completely catastrophic, he said. The Canadian dollar traded for 73.54 cents U.S. compared with 73.57 cents U.S. on Monday. The July crude contract was down $3.21 from Friday at $69.46 per barrel. The July natural gas contract was down 9 cents from Friday at $2.33 per MMBTU. The August gold contract was up $14 from Friday at $1,977.10 an ounce, and the July copper contract was down 2 cents from Friday at $3.66 a pound. With files from the Associated Press, this report by the Canadian Press was first published May 30, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, GSPTSE, TSX, CAD USD equals X, Rosa Saba, The Canadian Press.